From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Greece asks for a new 3-year bailout. Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras told the European Parliament in Strasbourg that his government would immediately implement tax and pension reforms. He said he would produce new concrete proposals by Thursday. With his country's banks near collapse and running out of cash, Mr. Tsipras said he is confident of meeting the end-of-the-week deadline European leaders have given him to reach a bailout agreement. The New York Stock Exchange halted all trading midway through its Wednesday session. Exchange officials said a technical issue forced the suspension of trading. Chinese stock prices continued to fall Wednesday, prompting the government to warn against panic by investors. The government took a series of measures to stop the 3-week market slide. The U.S. Homeland Security chief says investigators have collected strong evidence leading to a prime suspect in the recent cyber breach of government records. The head of Homeland Security says the government is not ready to disclose who it thinks it was behind the cyber attack on its computers. Earlier, the director of National Intelligence, James Clapper, said Chinese state interests are the leading suspect. Witnesses say at least 3,000 Ethiopian troops have entered Somalia, reportedly for an attack on al-Shabaab militants. Residents of the Gedo region say troops with tanks and armored vehicles began crossing the border Monday and have been seen in the town of Luk. Earlier, authorities in the region told VOA that forces are being mobilized for an offensive in areas still controlled by al-Shabaab, including the town of Bardere. The Islamist militants have lost most of the territory they once controlled. This is VOA News. Turkish forces remain massed on the Syrian border, with Turkey warning it may intervene to secure the frontier. But the military is facing challenges that may prevent it from taking action. Dorian Jones reports.
Despite the military buildup on the Syrian border, Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu has ruled out any imminent operation into Syria. The announcement came after the Turkish media, citing unnamed senior generals, warned against such an incursion. In the past 5 years, Turkey's military has lost hundreds of senior officers who were either jailed or forced into early retirement on coup-plotting charges. Retired Turkish Brigadier Haldan Solmaz Turk says the military has still not recovered from the losses. Dorian Jones, Istanbul.
Russia has vetoed a draft United Nations resolution condemning the 1995 massacre at Srebrenica as an act of genocide. The killings took place during the Bosnian War. The UN Security Council vote, 10-1. Top U.S. and Iranian nuclear negotiators met for at least 3 hours Wednesday in Vienna. They are trying to resolve the remaining differences, blocking the way to an agreement. No details of the meeting was released. Pope Francis continues his tour of South America in Bolivia Wednesday. During 2 speeches in Ecuador, the pontiff urged Roman Catholics to open their arms to the poor and preserve the environment for future generations. South Sudan's rebel leader says the country's civil war will continue as long as President Salva Kiir remains in power. Riek Machar spoke to reporters in Nairobi Wednesday as South Sudan's parliament formally gave President Kiir a new 3-year mandate. Lawmakers had voted to extend the president's mandate back in March. The United States ambassador at large for war crimes says those behind ongoing violence in Burundi could face prosecution. In an interview Wednesday with VOA's Central African Service, Stephen Rapp said peaceful demonstrators continued to be shot in the streets of the capital, Bujumbura. A southern rebel alliance is making another big push to try to capture the city of Daraa. Syrian warplanes are hitting back with intense air raids. Rebel commanders and political activists say the raids include the dropping of barrel bombs on predominantly civilian districts. An Iraqi court has sentenced 24 militants to death for participating in a massacre of Iraqi army troops a year ago in Tikrit. Hundreds of military recruits, mostly Shiites, were shot to death after the Islamic group seized the provincial capital and overran an army base. The Central Court in Baghdad on Wednesday sentenced 24 militants to death for their involvement in the massacre. 4 others were acquitted for lack of evidence. I'm Dave DeForest in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.